Okay, so morning everybody. Kohoi Shtov. We are continuing on with the family of Erevin. We were in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So we were talking about how to fix a gap in a chatzer by use of boards of pasim. So I'm going to show the basic diagram. This came up on Daf Yud as well. So basically, we have a chatzer, right? So that's the courtyard with multiple houses leading into it. And then there is a break in one of the walls. Normally, it should be surrounded on all four sides, but in this case, it's not fully surrounded. So the question is, how do we remedy that situation? So what we do is the way we would fix the broken wall by putting up two boards on each side where the aleph is. That's what you would do.
Okay, so is that leading? That's leading into a rishus rabim.
Yes, on one side is on one side we have the rishus rabim over here.
Okay.
Chatzer is in here, and then we're trying to separate the chatzer back out from rishus rabim. Before there used to be a full wall, and then that fell down, and now we're trying to fix it with boards on each side to then create a proper petach over here, which would then allow the chatzer to be separate from the rishus rabim.
And that when you fix it, you have to make it that it's not wider than 10 amos, or does it matter?
It shouldn't be larger than 10, and that's what we're currently discussing now. Is it 10, or is it less than 10, or is it 11? That's currently what we're currently discussing. So we're going to... for now, we'll treat it as if it's 10, and when the Gemara changes its minds, then we'll address it accordingly.
Okay.
So we're at... I think
you peeked ahead, Rabbi. I think you peeked ahead.
Yeah. So we're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, but I'm a Rav Yosef. So actually, let's go back to the one. Yeah, let's start from there. So before we're talking about when we were putting up the board, do we need to put the board from one side, from two sides? How does putting up a board work and help? Like when there's a breach in the wall, and what's it doing? So we're debating, do we need one? Do we need two? How big do they need to be? So now we're talking about back to the question of how many you need to have. So Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel.
Where is this rabbi in the daf?
I'm not using the daf at the moment. So, I'm on my computer.
You're about 10 lines up from the wide lines.
10 lines. Up for, okay, thanks, Izzy.
Yes.
Maybe a bit more.
I don't know if you just sort of daft, because sometimes it's easier with the digital paginations. That's for one balancing a lot of windows. So, Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, that's an eterna pasachad. So, the way that we can fix a broken wall is with simply one board. Amar le Abai le Rav Yosef, mi Amar Shmuel achi. Then, so Abai asks Rav Yosef, wait, but since when does Shmuel say this? Va'amar le Shmuel le Rav Chananya bar Sheila, at lo tavid uvda, ela barov dofen ov shnei pasin. But didn't we hear from Shmuel saying something else, where he told Rav Chananya bar Sheila that if you're going to try and fix the breach, what you should either make sure that you cover it up, have a majority of the wall there, meaning most of the wall that fell down has to be replaced, or you have to put up a board on each side so that way we've covered up the breach. So this is different than when we had the case of, let's say, of a pet, because if you have a because breaches are worse than simply an entryway. So let me say simply, if it was for just too large of a door, we would say you just need to be make it less till it hits the proper size. But when there's a breach, you need to do more than simply make sure it's less than 10. You need to make sure that you've removed it from its breach status, from its parts status. So Amar Leib Ana Loidana Duda Dehava Vedura Reuda. So the Rav Yosef is like, you're right. I guess I'm wrong. So he says, What's the case that's bothering me? There is a case with a shepherd's dwelling. Lashon yam hanichnas lechatzer hava. So okay, now let's go down to this diagram because this is very much helpful for understanding what is going on here. Diagram number lashon nichnas. Here we go. In diagram number 158. Okay, so there is a village. So there's a shepherding village that had part of the ocean was flowing into the person's backyard. And the question was, so what is the status of this chatzer now that it's got the ocean's like sweeping into it? So what happens to the chatzer? The va'atala kamei de Rabbi Yehuda below asukrei ela paschad and echad. So, and then the story came from Yehuda, and he said, in order to solve the problem of the ocean, you know, knocking down the wall and flowing into the person's chatzer, all you need is one pas. Only need is one board. So, then, Abai says, Amar lei, lashon yoka amarta, kal hu shekilu chacham b'mayin. So, well, I can solve your problem, because why is the case of where the oceans flowing in is different than the general case. It's because we're more makel and lots of fervent for water than we are for a standard Rosh Hashanah. And that's the difference. Kedaba mine Rabbi Tavla Mirav. As Rabbi Tavla questioned, asked Rav, right, so we're going to show another case where we're being more makel by water than we are by ordinary cases. So if you have a hanging wall, will this allow you to carry inside of a churba, which is a destroyed structure? So think of it, everybody in an archaeological site, the status that it's in, where, you know, there's like gaps here, gaps there, but you can still tell there used to be, structures. So that's a destroyed settlement somewhere. So in order to make the destroyed settlement functional again, you need to make sure that the walls are all back up to a certain degree of usability. So the question, what happens if you simply start putting up boards, but they're not like quite hitting the ground. So this is the same, but when we say it's not hitting the ground, I mean the board is more than 3 tvachim off of the ground, so lovik won't apply. So there's a question of good achis, whether or not we say if you have part of a wall, does it go all the way up to the heavens, or does it go all the way down to the earth? So here, so we're saying the mechitz kluya. Right, so that's when we have, that's the one that's going from the heavens down, from hanging up and then down. So there, we say that it doesn't work. Because if there's too big a gap underneath, because of Gideon Buck, because a kid, a small goat, would tend to like goes right through that if it's just hanging off the ground. So we say that's not a valid wall. So in general, the rule is, if you have a hanging wall with more than 3 tefachim underneath it, it's no good. But on the other hand, if you're using, let's say if you wanted to differentiate between two different people's use of a well, like let's say two courtyards lead into the, do we have a picture of that here? Or no, we'll get to it later. You'll see when we get to the Gemara, talking about that. So then we'll see all the various pictures for that. But basically it's that if you're trying to differentiate in a body of water, the mechitzat kluya works. You're trying to say, like, you know, this half of the well is mine and that half is yours, the mechitzat kluya works, whereas in general it would not work. So why does that work? Because there's a specific kula that comes up by water. But every other case besides water said mechitzah isn't a mechitzah, it's simply just something that's in your way. It's not helping you at all. Okay? So, now the problem is Mikola Kum Kasha. So now we figured out why the case of the ocean flowing in isn't a problem, but still, we still have the two statements of Shmuel that don't seem to align properly. Tiatu Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yehoshua, Mibe Rav Per Shua. So then Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, came from the center of the house of Rav, explained as follows. Ruch Achat Barba, Bishte Ruchot, Mashu lakan, umashu lakan. So they're trying to explain how you put up the boards. So it comes down to whether or not you're going from one side or if you're going from both sides of the breach to fill it in. If you're going from one side of the breach, the added board you need to have has to be at least 4 hand breadths. Because otherwise it's not sufficiently showing that you're fixing up the breaches from one side. But if you're simply, if you're going from both ends of the breach, then it's sufficient to have a small pass on each side of the gap. So Amar Papa Ikashali, Akashali. So if I have a problem, this is my problem. Amar Leishmuel Rav Chanani Bar Shela Ad Lo Tavet Uvda Ela Barov Dofen Obeshe Pasim. So I solved the general question of how do you deal with a broken down wall. But the problem that remains is, well, what about the statement we had about that where Rav Chananya Bar Shela was corrected when he was trying to fix the breach. So either you have to make sure that you close up a majority of the breach, or two pasin, which is not the case that we just mentioned of you can use a board of 4. It's saying that you need to use a majority. Why is that? Why do you need to cover majority? So Lambali Rav Dofen, why do you need to make sure that you replace that the pas is covering majority of the wall? The pas arba asagi. Didn't we just say that if it's 4 wide, 4 tough and wide, that's also good? Why do you need to make sure you're covering the majority of the gap? Chite l'may barov dofen, b'dofen shiva. And if you're saying that when you say Rav, we're talking about a wall that's made of 7. Herba havelay Rav Dofen, Lambali arba. But if you're saying that you're talking about a wall that's say made up that's a 7, that the gap was 7 that fell, then you would end using 4, but then it's like, well, why are you saying 4 then? You should say like 3.5 and a little bit. Bishlosho mashu zagi, right? You can say 3 and a little bit, because you only need to do majority. So that's it. You don't need to do the whole, you know, like, why are you saying 4? Why are you rounding up 4? The ha'amor of achlai vitim rav yichiel ad arba. Because didn't rav achlai or rav yichiel said that you need to that a narrow alleyway, right? Let's say if the alleyway is small enough, then you don't, if it's less than 4, you don't need nothing, because that's the corner of their opinion, that love it will work in that case. So you wouldn't need anything, because the gap is filled in. Ibai, Ema, so then I would say, how can we explain, like, why we got the case of 4 versus majority, like, why are we differentiating between saying those two statements? So, Kan, Machatzer, Kaba, Mavoi. You would say that the laws of fixing a Chatzer, just the fixing laws of the Mavoi, were more by that of a court, because for a courtyard you would need to do more of a fix, whereas mavoi less. Basically, because a chatzer is a floor to the achid, so therefore the extent of fixing its wall, like what makes a chatzer is its walls. So therefore, you need more of a fix of the walls if the walls fall down, so you make sure it's a stronger fix. Whereas for mavoi, because already it's a place that has a lot of entrances and everything else, as long as it's, you know, functionally recognizable enough, that's all that's necessary. Opposed for Chatzer, the main point is those walls. There's another option, the other option is that Rav Achlai's statement itself is actually subject to Machloket Tanaim. It could be there's a Machloket Tanaim of whether or not you need to have a fill in the gap of 4 or majority, and that is a potentially valid Machloket Tanaim, and since that's the case, therefore that's how we'll be able to resolve it. Okay, now we're returning back to our previous case we mentioned before of the of the case of the water going into the chatzer. Toner banan lashon haya mechatz chatzer. So now we have the case where the water is flowing into the chatzer. So you're not allowed to carry from the water that flowed into your chatzer unless there is a wall of 10 tefachim between your area of water and the rest of the ocean. That's only the case where the breach between your yard and the ocean is more than 10. But if it's 10 or less, you don't need anything because it's considered as if it's in your yard and not in the, and has no relationship to the, to the, to the sea or the body of water, which you have the status of carnalist. If it is a status of carnalist, then we have the problem of it be, of you moving from one rishus to another rishus, or carrying, or carrying within a carmelite, which would be a problem for Shabbos, Asur Midrabanan. So you wouldn't be able to access the water. So, so now the Gemara continues and says, Mimala had lo malin hato to limit at linan. So we're saying water is something you can't take, but does that mean you'd be able to carry in this yard of yours if it's got that breach? Let, let's say you don't want the water, you just want to carry, you, you want to carry around in your backyard, even though your backyard's, you know, flooded and at, by the ocean. So why can't I do that? So ha nifrat sachat zermuah alamakam maserla. They're like, that's a really big problem, because now we have a case where the chaser is in breach to a place where it's not allowed to be in breach towards. And when that's the case, then we cannot, then you can't use it. Because in general, an area in of itself, you can carry in it, but once it is open to a place which is not allowed to be opened, then it takes on the other characteristics of the, of the, of the other place as well. Okay, so as far as the, right, so now we're in diagram number 162. Okay, so right, so that's where we have the person's backyard and then the water coming in. So by yam, it does not specifically an ocean. It could also be, let's say, from a river or a lake. It would also be, it would also have this, it would also have the same status. So if anybody, you know, happens to have a, been to a summer home, which is on the beach, this can be a relevant case, whether that's a ocean beach or a lake beach or on rivers or on the edge of the river. So
Rabbi, that would be, let's say you have a beach and you have the water. So on the beach, you want to carry, so you make, you have the walls, and you have a breach in one of the walls. So if it's more than 10 amos on one of the walls, you're saying then in order to carry in there, you'd have to fix it, even though it's not going out to the Rishus HaRabim, it's just going out into the water? Is that
correct? Because it's similar to the case, let's say, if you had a breach between your chatzer and the mavoi, right? Because the chatzer is the Rishus HaYachid, and the mavoi is a Carmelite. So that also be a problem if the wall falls down. So here too, it's also a problem.
Okay.
So
sorry, Rabbi, just to clarify. So this body of water, what rishus is it defined as?
Water is defined as a carmelite, which means it's asur midrabanan.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. So now we're trying to figure out in what circumstances can we use that, you know, our nice backyard that opens out into the ocean. We want to use it. So the question is, when can we? So how come I ask you on where you'd be allowed, where you can't carry, I mean, where you can't fill up the water, but you are allowed to carry in that area in general. The eat leggy do day. When there are remnants of the wall, i.e. has not fully been breached. So that's what we see in diagram number 163, right? Where we see that there's what's left of your wall is still beneath. Okay, so everybody sees that in diagram 163, I hope. So that's the case. Okay, so then.
Sorry, also, is that leading out to water?
Yeah, so the part, so basically where we're, assuming you're looking, pretend you're, where you're currently sitting is, you're currently sitting in the ocean, right. And then you're looking into the yard.
So is that, what's left of that wall at the bottom, is that below water level or is that above water level?
It's currently below water level, but the wall is still there.
And that has a value to it, even though,
yes. Okay. Yes. The other option, we have is here. You also see here in 164 and 165 are the, like, so there we have the those opinions of the Tosafot and the Rashbam. So there, the question there is, so how does it broken up down there? So there, Tosa says that the gidude is actually that you have a, let's say, a row of reeds sticking out. Not that there's a submerged wall, but that it's partially exposed reeds that would make a wall. Alternatively, you have that explanation of the Rashbam, which is, here as it says, can people read the words there, or is it all, if not, so it's gidudim, nevuchim, Asara liyam betoch chaser. What it basically means is not that it's by the edge here. Rather, it means that there's like a little bit of a circle here of a wall, and then the water comes in. So think of it being, let's say, you're like a mini inlet inside of your own yard. Like, let's say let's say low tide by a lot of beaches or oceans. Sometimes they have steps leading down into the ocean. So like there's the seawall, and then there's steps going down. So at times the water goes all up to the seawall, right? So the seawall is in the person's backyard. So then the question is, so the water has come all the way up into the bag. The question is, is my yard still valid for me to carry in? And can I fill up the water that has now flowed into my yard? Can I use that water?
But the difference in these two opinions from what we saw before is you can actually see a wall or what remains of a wall at the water's edge.
Correct. You can clearly see it above the water as opposed to, according to the opinion of Rashi, where you can't really see it at all. So it's there but covered.
Right. Yeah, that was my concern. Thank you.
And does everybody agree on what the minimum requirement of that wall would be? And I guess the question would be whether you could see it or not?
Yes, the wall, according to everybody, the wall would have to be 10. The question is, you have to see the wall. Like, the question is the wall visible, and also at what point in the chatzer is the wall. So according to the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, you need to have the wall inside. If it would not be valid, the opinion of Rashi is seemingly invalid according to Rashbam and Tosvot. Because they require you to be able to see a wall, and also for the wall to be inside the chatzer itself. As opposed to Farashi, where basically the wall is the edge of the chatzer and the water has ran far over it, where you see nothing, right? Tosfot is an interim opinion because he says as long as you can see that there is some degree of the wall, like part of it is visible, that's enough for you to allow you to carry in your chatzer, but would not allow you to fill it from the water. And according to Rosh Bar Ben Tam, you need to have an actual, clearly distinct wall that's like basically almost fully there. Just the thing is that the water came in now. Not that the water has gone past the wall, but the water comes up to the wall.
Okay.
Now, we're moving on to, now there's new cases now. Okay, so now we're getting to the case of, now we're back to Mavoi leaving Chatzer. So Amar Yehuda, Mavoi Shlomi Shtrafu, Yichshiru Abalachi, Zog Zog Chayav. Is that here? Okay. Zog Zog Chayav, Yichshiru Bakora, Zog Zog Chapatur. So if somebody had a Mavoi, but they didn't do Shituf, meaning they didn't make an Eruv or a Shituf of Avoah, which are, there's two ways in general to allow you to use a Mavoi that's used by multiple people. By that we mean, like, because the issue we have when you have a chatzer or a mavoi or multiple have access to is that the fact that multiple people have access in unequal amounts or even in equal amounts, but they've yet to combine as a group, it is usher to carry in sublocation. But one way of solving that is there's one way of shoot to move out, which is what allows you for multiple mavois that open to each other, allows you to use it, which we'll get to this later on in a second, more in detail. So Shitufim works based on everybody being business partners in Shitufim by having a combined amount of food, oil, or wine, bread, oil, or wine that can be used as a collective, as a collective that everybody has equal rights to use that amount, those things. Another way of doing it is Erev Chatzerot, which we have discussed a bit, which is basically where you set aside, bread for everybody. Of a sufficient amount, and that never everybody is then becomes as if they become one either one house or one collective unit. For more on that, we will discuss more when we get to the Gemara that's related to that. So the point is that normally you would have done that, and that would allow you to use the area. But here the problem is that this mavoi was not done anything that would allow you to actually for everybody to use the mavoi. It's only potential use of the mavoi is things that are already currently in the mavoi. So and let's say if you tried to fix this mavoi for usage of only the mavoi itself, not for moving anywhere else into the mavoi, and you did it with a lechi, if somebody else threw from another rishus, from let's say from their chatzer into the mavoi, they're chayev. That because they haven't, it hasn't fully closed off the mavoi. Mavoi is still asked for usage. But if somebody had a beam, you threw from a rishat yachid into the mavoi, you'd be patur. Because the beam also works as a. So as in anj. This is the reverse, that the lechi would make you chayev because it would differentiate the regions, whereas the korah would be insufficient to make it a separate domain, which would mean that therefore if you were thrown into it, you'd be pater, but we say pater is patel rasta, meaning you shouldn't do so, and you'd be estimator manan because you haven't fully made a separation. The makifla. Rav Sheshes. Now, Rav Sheshes is asking a question on what on this whole case and what they're talking about. Tama d'loni shtafuba, hanish patuva afilu b'kor namiyachai. So wait, so you're saying is the whole reason behind this because they didn't do shita mavo in order to allow the usage of the mavo for everybody? But if they had, you're trying to tell me that if they had done shita mavo, that and they used the kor, that would have made the whole thing into a separate rishus. And therefore, you'd be chayev for carrying, let's say, Rishat Rabim into this mavoi now. Are you really telling me that this kikar, this loaf of bread that we use for this, for shita mavoot or for erech hatzerot, is really turning this area either into Rishat Rabim or Rishat Yachid? Is that really what it is? Hatanya. Can Erev magically do that? V'hatani, you learn in the Raita, Chatzero shel Rabim, Bo'ot shenu flashin, Bein Erevu ven lo Erevu, Hazor chatachan chaya. But didn't we learn somewhere else in the Raita that if you have a Chatzero that belongs to many people, or Mavu'ot, or Mavu'i, an alleyway that isn't a straight alleyway, Mavu'i Mavu'ash would be a Rishrab de Raita. So it's not that. But we say that for both those things, for a chatzer that many people have access to, or for a mavoi that is not a mavoi that's from the right. So both these cases seemingly are cases that are both karmelit. Ben irvu ben lo irvu hazar tochan chayav. And we said that whether there's an erev or not, you threw something into them. Your chayav for hotzah on Shabbos, which implies that, which as saying nothing about there being an erev or not, yet saying that you're chayav. Ella, so what's the case? So what makes you chayav for throwing into this carmelite, this mavoi? Ella, eat more healthy, bar. Rather, let's re-explain this bit. Amar Yehuda, mavoish and a roi l'shituf. So we're saying this is a mavoi that there's no way to fix it with shituf. Let's say it's a mavoi that's open on two sides, where currently it's no good to do shituf mavoi. Then yufshiro b'lechi has roi l'chayav, and now you added a lechi. To turn it from a completely unusable one to being a potentially usable mavoi that you theory could do shita mavoi on it. So if you throw into it now, then you're chayav. You're shir b'kora, but if you've tried fixing it with a kora, hazor dugal badur. But if you tried using the beam, so that would be insufficient. So that would be that wouldn't sufficiently make it close on three sides. And therefore, you would be pater if you threw it in, because it's still considered to be in the in-between status. So how does that work? So Alma Kasavar lechi mishumachit seva kor mishumaker. So this whole thing that we're talking about, and probably why I got confused earlier, is because we've been discussing a couple of dapim ago about how lechi works and how kora works. So the question is, do they work because they're making walls, or do they work because they're reminding you that you shouldn't cross over this region? So the opinion that says that the Lechi creates a Rishut, but the Chor doesn't, must mean that the Lechi is works by means of making a wall, that once you have the Lechi on the side, that it then fills it in, but the Chor would not do that. So, and that is Rabba's opinion. He says that Lechi works for the Mechitza, because the Lechi, that little wall, little beam, this little side post, is basically extending say, from here to the other wall is a wall. Whereas the Korah, just simply, somebody will look up, they'll see it, and they will know they shouldn't go out. Or shouldn't carry, or like, and that's it. So, Rabba Amar, Echazem, Echazem, Mishum Heker. But Rabba says, both of them are really because of Heker. Itve, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba Rabba, Hazor Glamavoy, Yesh Alechi Chayev, Ein Alechi Patur. So we have another bright that seems to contradict this. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba tells Rabba that if you were, the brightness says as follows. You threw into a Mavoy, and it has, if it has a Lechi, you're Chayev. There's no Lechi, then you're Patur, which would imply that Lechi is Bishum Mechitza. Against Rabbi's opinion, it says they're both because of Heker. So Hachi Kamar, this is what he meant. Rabbi said, no, here's what the Brayta should have said. Enut Tzarech El Lechi. In order to fix it, you need to put a Lechi. Hazur Lechotok HaChayav. So if you, says in, it only needs a Lechi in order to fix it. And then if you threw it into it, now you're Mechayav. Lechi never Acher, Hazur Lechotok HaChayav. But if you put up a Lechi in something else, then if you threw it in, it would be exempt. Because it would be an insufficient wall. If it's simply a Lechi, you're right, then just a Lechi itself is working based on Lechi creates a wall. But if you have a Lechi and something else there, then no longer is the Lechi working because of a wall. The Lechi now has turned into being only used for purposes of a Heker.
Sorry, Rabbi, what is this something else that would make it worse? You said the Lechi and something else.
I thought that was, is it Lechi and Korah?
No, it would probably be another, potentially another Lechi, or, let me see if any of them before I have anything on this one. One moment, please. So Rashi says, is Surah Petach. That's the Racher. If you were to try to put on a Surah Petach in addition to the Lechi, that makes it worse. And let's see.
Is that counterintuitive, or?
It does have a little bit of counterintuitive.
It depends what we mean that it makes it worse.
Let's see. That's what, and then let's see, the Ritva comments in a second. I'm just trying to feed through the Ritva one moment. Yeah, so, right, I'm also a little confused on this one. So according to Rashi, basically, if you make in order to say that the Lechi is working based on the Lechi is working based on being a wall, it means there has to be just the Lechi there. If you have anything else, that would then invalidate that.
Is that your mindset? You think if you're adding something else, then you're not viewing it as a wall? And hence, if you're not viewing it as a wall, it doesn't serve as a wall?
Could be. issue is that we're here.
Why are you adding something else if it's a good wall? And once you add something else, then you're denigrating your view of the Lehi, and then it's not effective. That's the only way I can sort of think it.
Right. So here it's more that the fact that once you start doing multiple solutions, they tend to they seem to be affecting each other's ability to work.
Right. But I'm thinking not so much the physical, but just the mental. Like you're not viewing it as good enough, so you're adding other things, and hence it isn't.
I think it's more like when you not based on the mental. It's more like you had in mind to make it better, but you accidentally made it worse because you overcorrected, and that's what generated the problem. It appears.
Okay.
I don't understand what we're talking about. Worse. Like, how is it worse?
It's meaning it's worse it's worse in that it'll now make you chayav. Meaning, if we're saying that it's yishum heker, then it's still be hutter because not considered to be a truly a separatious.
But
then it is a fully separatious. So we're saying that this is a circumstance where we created for ourselves a problem.
So we're talking about throwing, right? So if you throw into Rishus that it has, we say, considered a wall, then it's worse because you're chayav as opposed to pater. So that, yeah. I could see it's worse. But is there any difference of when you're walking and carrying in that Rishus, whether you put a lechi or whether you put a suras pesach as well? Does that make it any better? Or is it always, as long as you have a lechi, you're allowed to carry it? So there it doesn't change?
So here the issue is, the question is whether or not we're going from one karmelist to another karmelist. The whole time it's pater level usser, because you're still in the same type of region.
Right.
Right? That's also in Darban. But once we switch to a Rishuta Yachid, right, from a Rishuta Rabim to Rishuta Yachid, once we do that transition of two different types of Rishuta, then you're Chayav Daraita for that transition. So as long as it's still the interim Rabbanon, there's the same status, then you're technically patural avral asur, meaning you're not chayav, but you should deduce that. But it's still asur Rabbanon. Whereas once we successfully made it into a separate area, meaning I could have carried in that area, but not in the area I'm currently standing, that would then create a problem to make you chayav mishum mutzah.
Okay. So one side it helps, on the other side it doesn't help. Throwing it hurts. But carrying it helps.
Yes, within the reason. Yes.
Interesting.
Okay. Itve Yedral Kain Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're talking about in terms of how do we fix the Rishut Torah beams. So Mishi Yeshlo Shnei Batim Mishnei Sidei Rishut Torah Beam. So if you had two houses on two sides of the public thoroughfare, you could simply put either a lechi on both sides or a kor on both sides, and that now you can use, now you can carry in the Rishut Rabim, because you've now separated it off sufficiently. So seemingly that works because the lechi and the kor both make walls, and that's what you can carry now in the Rishut Rabim that's enclosed by that. So Amru lo, Em Amru Shiravimkach, and the Chachamim said to him, how's it possible? You can't make an air. You can't make an air of that for Rishut Rabim that way. So Hatam Kasava Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Mechitzot Daraita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that both Lechi and Koraz make a Rishut Rabim Daraita. Sorry, he says that the two walls of your house are the two like Midaraita. Once you have two walls, the area that's enclosed is no longer Rishut Rabim. If you have two full walls on each side of the highway, that highway is not a highway Midaraita. It's only highway Midarabim. And that's why all you need to do to fix that is to put either a lechi or a kora on both sides, and you're done. So, yes, it's very different than what you normally expect, but that's what he says. So, Amar Yehuda Amarav, Mavoi, Sharko, Krochbo, Eno Nitar Balechi Mashu. Yehuda says the name of Rav, that a Mavoi that is longer, that is equally wide and long, You can't fix it with a lefty. Amar Yechia Barashi Amarav Mavush Arko Karakbo Enonitar Bikoratava. So either it's not permitted principle at all, or not permissible by lechi, or it's not permissible by a kor of a tefach. So now the register was wise. That's Amar Bizera, Mukhavnan, Shmata, Desabi. So how precise are what they said, and here I'm going to explain why what they said is correct. Came under the arco corrupt. Well, once the mavoi is equally wide and long, Habit like Chatzer. Chatzer and a Nuteret, Belechi Vekora, Elabapas Arba. How wise were our sages that they knew that once you have a square, right? A square mavoi isn't an alleyway, it's a courtyard. So, and when the ones become the courtyard again, now you need a different way to fix it. So then Amar Bizera, Ikashili, Hakashili, Lehave Hai, My Lech, Ikipas Mahashivanishtra. So if you want to say that, that's fine. So then why don't you simply say that the lechi can be a pas, like it's the same piece of wood, why don't I just who cares what you call it, it's doing the same purpose. So, Yishmited had Amar Abiyasim Rabbi Yochanan, another, he forgot what the, that's incorrect, because he forgot the statement of Rabbi Yasi and the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the pasach hatzeret tzvichin shehei behen arba. Forgot that as we mentioned earlier today, that you generally need that for it's going to be a pas for a chatzer, it needs to be four, whereas for a lechi, even a mash is all that you need. Okay, so I guess we will, this appears we're out of time today, so we will stop here. I will hopefully post later with the rest of this stuff as well as the following up, and we will pick up on let me just see where the good part place to pick up from on Sunday, just so we're all be on the same line of the page. Second. Let me just scan through just to see if there's a good spot. Yeah, so we're going to start with the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Beis is where we're going to start from on Sunday, and I will post I'll be recording and then posting the Daf Yud Gimel and then on Sunday we'll pick up from you give them a bet at the Mishnah. Okay. If anybody has any questions on Daf Yud Bet, please ask them now. Somebody needs to go. I'm welcome to go. And again, I said I'll finish off the remainder of Daf Yud Bet as well as Yud Gimel, and I will hopefully post the video to YouTube as well as the rest to and as well as the audio to Yud Torah.
Rabbi, I don't know about everyone else, but previously people didn't do the Shabbos daf, so it's up to you. It's very nice if you're doing it, but I don't.
I'm doing Daf Yomi anyway, so I need to do it myself. I'll record myself learning. So
okay.
From my perspective, it works just fine. So I'll just simply record it while I'm doing it. So maybe else will have it too if it helps them.
Okay.
Okay. Chodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Right.